Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper old-school jungle and ragga DNB intro arrangement in Ableton Live 12, the kind of intro that feels like it's already telling a story before the drop even lands. Now, this is intermediate level, so I'm not going to baby every click and drag, but I am going to guide you through the thinking, because with jungle and old-school DNB, the arrangement mindset matters just as much as the sounds. The intro is not just the beginning, it's the tension zone. It's where you set the temperature, give the DJ something usable, and hint at the weight of the drop without giving the whole thing away. The vibe we're aiming for is classic: a filtered break, a ragga vocal chop or two, a little dub-style delay, some atmosphere, and a bass tease that suggests danger without fully opening the floodgates. Clean enough to mix, gritty enough to feel authentic. That's the target. Let's start by setting up the session in an intro-first mindset. I'd put the tempo somewhere around 166 to 170 BPM for that sweet jungle energy, though anything in the 160 to 172 range can work depending on the track. If you've got a reference tune, drop it into arrangement view and mark where the intro sits, where the energy starts turning, and where the drop would hit. That's super useful because it trains your ear to think in phrases, not just loops. For this exercise, create a 16-bar intro section and leave the rest of the song empty for now. That's important. A lot of producers keep looping ideas forever, but committing to a structure early helps the track actually become a track. Color code your tracks if you want to stay organized: drums, bass tease, vocal or ragga, atmosphere, and FX. Simple, readable, functional. That's the energy. And here's a very important coaching note: don't overload the intro. Start with just 3 to 5 elements max. In jungle, space is part of the groove. Too much too soon kills the tension. Next, build the break foundation. This is the heartbeat of the intro, even if you're not using the full drop pattern yet. Drag in a breakbeat sample and make sure it's warped correctly. If it's a straight drum break, beats mode is usually your best friend. If the sample is more tonal or smeared, you might use Complex Pro, but for most drum breaks, keep it punchy and practical. Line up the first transient so it lands cleanly on the grid. Then duplicate the clip and make a few variations. One version with the low end filtered down. One with a few extra hats or ghost hits. One with a little fill or snare edit at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. You're not trying to reinvent the break every bar. You want a stable core with small bits of instability around it. That's a very old school way to think. On the break track, add drum bus for a bit of extra attitude. Keep it tasteful. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, crunch around 2 to 8%. And boom subtle unless the break is thin and needs support. If the break feels muddy, put EQ8 before drum bus and gently clean up the low end. A small cut below 30 to 40 HE can help. If the break feels too wide or blurry, use utility to narrow it slightly and keep the groove focused. The big idea here is not to make the break sound perfect, it's to make it sound alive. A little grit, a little swing, a little human inconsistency, that's the character. Now let's bring in the ragga identity layer. This is where the intro gets personality. You can use a vocal phrase, a one-shot shout, a chopped-up chant, even breathy little response hits. Chop it into short pieces so you can place it like a conversation with the drums. Put echo on the vocal track and keep it musical. Try a quarter note or dotted eighth time, feedback around 20 to 40%, and automate the dry/wet so it comes and goes instead of staying stuck on. That way the delay throws feel intentional, like little performance gestures rather than a permanent wash. If you want something more dubby and characterful, filter delay works really well too. Pan the delay a bit. Keep the feedback controlled, and don't let the tails fight the transients. That's a common mistake. Too much delay can smear the groove and make the intro lose punch. If that starts happening, shorten the feedback, automate the send more selectively, or high-pass the delay return so it stays out of the way. Auto-filter is also your friend here. Start the vocal a little closed, maybe low-passed around 1.5 to 3kHz, then slowly open it over the intro. That creates a really nice sense of arrival. A good ragga intro often works like call and response. A vocal phrase answers the drums, then the drums answer back. That conversation is a huge part of the style. For arrangement, try placing vocal moments strategically. Maybe one chopped phrase in bar 1, a response in bar 3, a more open statement around bar 7, and a final vocal hit right before the drop. That gives the intro a story arc instead of just repeating the same loop. Now for the bass tease. Notice I said tease, not full bass. That distinction matters. In a proper jungle intro, the bass should feel suggested, not fully revealed. You want tension. You want the listener leaning forward. Build a simple patch in operator or wavetable. If you want a Reese-ish flavor, use a couple of detuned oscillators, low-pass the sound heavily, and add a little LFO movement to the cutoff or wave-eatable position. Keep the sub minimal or even absent for the first half of the intro. Then bring in a few muted notes or pulses later on. Add saturator after the synth if it needs more density. A bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip if needed, can help it feel heavier without becoming fizzy. If the bass is showing too much top end, shape it with EQ8 so it stays dark and controlled. And keep the low end mono. That's especially important in DNB. Use utility if needed to keep everything below around 120 Hz locked down. A great intro bass tease does not scream. It mutters something threatening in the corner. At this point, add atmosphere and texture. Old school jungle lives in that kind of dusty, worn-in space. Think final noise, tape hiss, dark pads, room tone, rain, low rumble, weird degraded samples, all that good stuff. But again, don't clutter the arrangement. The atmosphere should create space around the drums, not swallow them. You can use sampler, simpler, or just audio tracks with texture recordings. A really nice trick is to resample a few bars of your own intro, bounce them, then re-import, and slice them. Pitch them down, reverse a few sections, or use tiny fragments as ghost textures underneath the main groove. That gives you organic complexity and a more personal sound. If you want width, a little chorus ensemble can help on ambient layers. If you want grime, a touch of redux or erosion on a texture layer can be great, but be subtle. We are aiming for worn-in, not destroyed. Now let's talk automation. Because honestly, automation is what turns this from a loop into an arrangement. In DNB, every 4 bars should feel like a new sentence. Every 8 bars should feel like a bigger thought. And the final 2 bars should clearly say, the drop is coming. The main things to automate here are filter cutoff, delay dry slash wet, reverb send, track volume, and maybe a touch of drum bus drive in the final bars. For example, you might slowly open the breaks filter over the 16 bars. You might push the vocal delay a little harder only on the final word of a phrase. You might fade the bass tease in by a couple dB around bars 9 to 12. And you might add a little extra reverb to a snare fill in the last bar, then cut it back dry right before the drop. That's the trick. Contrast. The intro feels powerful not because everything keeps building constantly, but because things appear, disappear, and return in a planned way, and that leads nicely into fills and transitions. Old school jungle usually doesn't need giant EDM risers. Tiny edits often hit harder. A reversed crash, a reversed vocal tail, a snare retrigger, a filtered noise sweep, a one-beat drum dropout before the final bar. These are all classic moves. You can slice a snare fill into simpler and retrigger the last bar, or reverse a crash and place it right before a key phrase. If you want a more rhythmic transition, try muting the drums for half a beat before the final bar. That little gap creates a lot of tension, because the listener suddenly notices the missing energy. And here's another coach note, use fills sparingly. A few well-placed edits feel more authentic than constant fireworks. Jungle is about pressure, not clutter. Let's do a quick mix reality check. Even though this is just the intro, it still has to feel controlled. Keep the sub low or absent until it really needs to come in. Make sure the vocal doesn't fight the break. High pass your atmosphere if it clouds the drums. Use EQ8 to carve space, and keep an eye on mono compatibility, especially on the low end. A very useful DNB habit is to make the intro slightly underpowered in the lows on purpose. That way, when the drop arrives, it feels massive by comparison. If you've already maxed out the low end in the intro, the drop has nowhere to go. Before we wrap, here are a few advanced variations you can try if you want to take it further. You can duplicate the break and process the copy heavily with saturator, compressor, and a bit of redux, then blend it quietly under the clean break for extra grime. You can vary the drum pattern by phrase, making bars 1 to 4 simpler, bars 5 to 8 slightly busier, and bars 9 to 12 more tense with a small dropout or fill. You can also play with a fake drop moment by briefly bringing the bass in and then pulling it away. That little tease can be killer if you pair it with a snare fill or a filter snap. Also, don't be afraid to make a second vocal layer, like a whisper or ad-lib, tucked quietly behind the main raga phrase. That can add a lot of character, without overcrowding the mix. Subtle stereo motion on the higher elements can also help, as long as the low end stays disciplined. So, to recap the big picture, build the intro around space, groove, and tension. Use a stable break with small mutations around it. Add raga vocal chops for identity. Bring in a bass tease, not full bass drop. Shape everything with automation. Keep the low end tight and mono. And let the intro feel like a proper setup, not just a loop. If you want to practice this properly, make a 16-bar intro at 168 BPM using just one break, one vocal chop, one bass tease, and one atmosphere layer. Automate a filter opening across the whole section, add one delay throw around bar 8 or 12, and finish with one clear fill in the last bar. Then bounce it, re-import it, and chop it up into a second pass with a few new hits. That's a really effective way to make the intro feel like a living part of the track. The goal is simple: when someone hears this intro, it should feel like the track already has history. Like it's been moving before the drop even showed up. That's the magic of jungle done right. Tight, dangerous, DJ friendly, and full of character.